Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Well, this is Cecilia. I don't know if Sylvia's on the line or not, so I'm going to just keep on going. I believe tonight is the prophet's night. Woohoo! And this is his birthday month. I mean, there is so many good things happening in this man of God's life. Prophet, are you on the line?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
Well, happy birthday. Well, it's not your birthday yet. So I will turn it over to you, not unless you want me to do something first.
No, ma'am, we can get right to it. I'm multitasking tonight anyway, so we can get right to it.
All right, for the multitasker, I'm handing it over to you, sir.
All right, Father, we just thank you. We give you praise and we give you honor. First of all, because you're God and beside you there is none else. And, Father, we just thank you because you do all things well. And when any would seem to bring confusion, Father, we thank you because we trust in your ways. And when we cannot trace you and when we cannot track you, we still trust you because all things are working together for them who love you and are called according to your purpose. And, Father, I just want to thank you now for those who are under the sound of my voice. And, Father, they may not see it, they may not feel it, they may not even think it, but, Father, I thank you that right now you're maneuvering, you're choreographing, and you are constructing, Father, change and betterment, oh God, and uplift, Father, and to cause them to be stronger and to be wiser and to be better and to be strengthened, oh God, and to be richer and to be wiser again, oh God. And for that we give you praise, honor, and glory, Father. I just feel a sudden urge of excitement, oh God, for what you're getting ready to do. Father, I feel an urge, oh God, of anticipation, Father, and I give you praise, I give you honor, and I give you glory. In Jesus' name I pray tonight. Give us ears to hear, a heart to receive, and the will to obey. But, Father, most importantly, the wisdom to manifest what you would say to us tonight. Let no flesh glory in your sight. In Jesus' name I pray tonight. It is so, and so it is. I want to get right to it. As I said, I'm multitasking. I'm currently at a concert that I've got to be a part of, and I stepped out just for a second to do blog talk. I didn't want to ask anybody to fill in for me tonight because I felt the unction of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to share this with you tonight. I promise you I will not be long. But the Lord impressed upon me tonight to share with you that your response will make things move. Thank you, Lord. Your response will make things move. In Acts chapter 16 and verse number 23, I promise you I'm moving fast. I want you to catch this and take quick notes. It says, and when they had many stripes upon them, thank you, Lord, I hear you talking already, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, saying praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake. Foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loose. To respond means to answer, to reply, to react, to take action. To move means to show marked activity. Thank you, Lord, I hear you talking. Take action to go from one point to another, to change something done, hallelujah, to archive and end. Relocate, to tug at the heartstrings. Before I go any further, I feel the prophetic word of the Lord saying, in this season, I'm going to cause there to be a marked move. You're going to see, thank you, Lord, where God has brought you from and where God has brought you to. And you're going to see where God is taking you to. People of God, hear me clearly. God's going to cause that when you respond, not to just his goodness, but his trial and his trust to his elevation and his testing, when you respond correctly, God's going to show marked activity. You're going to see God moving you. You're going to see God progressing you in this season. Hallelujah. Watch this real quickly. It says, they laid many stripes upon them. I don't want you to be worried about the stripes. Don't worry about the response of the enemy to your obedience. If you read in the verses prior to this, this was simply a response to the men of God shutting down what the enemy was trying to interrupt. I want you to stay focused because the enemy is trying to bring distraction to the word of the Lord. He's trying to bring distraction to the voice of the Lord. And don't you give a listening ear to the enemy's voice. shut it down. There was a man of God, I've said it before and I'll say it again, there was a man of God by the name of Pastor Coleman on the south side of Chicago, Apostle Sandra Thomas, would visit his church a few times a year. And one service he got up and said, shut up, devil. You're going to have to end this season to tell the enemy to shut his nasty mouth. I'm not talking about an inner prayer. I'm not talking about an insinuation. You may have to literally open up your mouth and tell the enemy to shut his nasty mouth. He's trying to throw you in the inner jail. Why the inner jail, prophet? Simply because he knows that the outer jail isn't going to discourage you enough. He wants to take the complete sight of light out of your vision. And if I can throw you in the inner jail, there's no light, there's no window, there's no possibility of hope in the inner jail. But I want you to stay focused and allow your praise to echo even in the darkest moment and situation and surrounding of your life. Because that response is going to cause God to move. It said so that the prisoners heard him. I need you in this season to respond to God in such a way that the people around you know that you're giving God praise. Now, because they see where you are. Don't get it twisted. They know what you're going through. They know what you're dealing with. But they need to also hear your response. This is not a season to be quiet. This is not a season to be subtle. This is not a season to be politically correct. You've got to cry loud and spare not. I promise you, I'm almost done. Psalms 107 says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, to whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. If you don't respond, then you allow your situation to be at a standstill, to be stagnant, not flowing, motionless and inactive. If your situation is not moving, ask yourself, have I responded correctly yet? Verse 7 says, ask and it shall be given unto you, seek and ye shall find, knock and the door shall be open. Everyone that asks and receive it, and he that seek it find it, and to him that knock it shall be open. We have not because we ask not. Ask, seek, knock. Everything into one word. Pray, pray, pray. Chapter 3, verse 20 says, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. And if any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in unto him. And I will sup with him and he with me. Your response matters. If you want it and you need to see the hand of God move in this season, you've got to respond, not with a complaint, not with a murmur, not with a question, not with a tear, but respond. I saw a man among them. He should make up a hedge instead of the gap before me. That I should not destroy it, but I found none. There was nobody there to respond. Ask Adam. He said, Adam, where are they? For his geographical location. He wanted to know, Adam, where is your response? Hallelujah. Where was your correct response, Adam? Eve's response moved mankind into sin. Eve responded to deceit with deceit. And Adam's lack of response caused us to once again to be in a state of sin. Had Adam responded to Eve correctly, he would have shut the enemy down. Have you ever thought what would have happened had Adam and Eve responded correctly? Because either the wrong response or the lack of response will hinder you. It's much easier to fix what you said than not saying it at all. Let me close here. Paul and Silas responded to being imprisoned with praise. God's response to their praise was an earthquake. My God, today, hallelujah. I want to tell somebody in my final 2 minutes, if you respond correctly to what God is taking you through, he'll shake the earth on your behalf. My God, today, hallelujah. I said again, if you respond to what God is allowing you to go through correctly, he'll shake the earth on your behalf. He'll shake the shackles, hallelujah, off of your feet. As a matter of fact, he'll shake it to where everybody around you gets free. The freedom was to witness. My final thought, my final question tonight. How have you responded to what God said about you? I'm not just talking about that prophetic word you got in church where you laid your, where you put your hands up and they put oil on your head, but I'm talking about what he allowed you to go through to get you ready for what he said. Even your trial, your tribulation, your qualifying event is what God said about you. How have you responded? Because your response to what he said is your amen, is your obedience, is your compliance. If all of God's promises are yea and amen, your response to all of his promises should be yea and amen. I'm Prophet Antoine Thomas. Remember, the sky is not your limit. It's too low. My God, today.
Good evening. Thank you.
Go ahead, Minister Sylvia.
Good evening. Prophet, thank you so much for the word on the night. Apostle Elect, I thank you so much for stepping in due to the fact that I was not able to start the program off. I just want to say I thank God for what I heard because it goes into exactly what what's going on right now. I just want to say, God, I thank you. I'm going to just ask anyone if they have anything to say to speak it to the man of God's life before I make some comments and remarks I need to make on tonight. The lines are open.
Prophet, oh, my God. You talked about being distracted. You talked about your response. You talked about yay and amen. You talked about telling the devil to shut up. My goodness. You took a small amount of time and gave so many nuggets and gave so much that we can use because, like you said, man of God, he's doing his job to distract us, but are we staying focused on what God has told us to do? Are we using excuses? Man of God, I'm going to hush because I'm not going to preach your message all over again, but it blessed me. Oh, my God, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for obeying God. That's all I have.
Thank you so much for those comments for the man of God. Is there anyone else that's on the line that would like to speak into the man of God's life on the word that he released to us tonight?
Well, praise God, saints. This is Minister Margo. I just want to thank the prophet for speaking into our lives tonight. I want to thank him for those powerful words. Our response on determines how God will move in our lives. It's amazing how you can take his word and expand it in such a way that it touches our life right now, what where we are, what we're experiencing. Thank you, man of God, for sharing with us, for teaching us, for making that word come alive tonight in our lives. God bless you. Keep you. Keep you strong. Amen. Yes,
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Is there anyone else who would like to speak or tonight into the life of the man of God to let him know how the word he released on tonight has and are blessing you at this time. Okay, the prophet had texted me and asked me if I can close it out for him because he's at a prior service that he needs to go back into. And I just thank God for what I heard. If you all will allow me a few moments to just share with you, I came in on your response. And I just want to say that for the last 15 days, I have been on a strike at my job with other members for our union because of the unfair treatment, lack of respect, and a lack of dignity and the way that they have and been treating us over the years. It has gotten to a point that we literally had to walk off our job to say, we won't take it anymore. God had been dropping in my spirit for quite a while that it was a shift in the atmosphere. It was a shift in the spirit realm. And that I needed to trust him no matter what it looked like, no matter what it sounded like. I had to trust him. It was different things that God had been dropping in my spirit, and God had different men and women of God that I was listening to and communicating with say. And some of the things I kind of understood at the time, some of the things I was like, okay, what does that have to do with me? Well, that had to do with what I'm going through today, how God had been preparing me for how I needed to react for what was coming in the shift that was concerning me. And for the past 15 days, I've been saying, God, I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. I've been saying, God used the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And I'm saying all that to say that if you're not doing things a certain way when God is moving, you can't really accept what he's doing in your life. Tonight, right before the service, it was like just 8 o'clock, and some things was going on concerning this situation I'm in with my job that kind of got in the way, and I looked up and saw the clock, and I said, oh, my God. And I jumped up and got the phone to call into the line, and I thank God because the apostle was in the right place at the right time because she had been on a plane. I thank God because of where she was able to respond so that the word of God would be able to get out tonight. And I'm just saying, God is so good. God is so awesome. Right when you think he's forgot about you, right when you think that he's not moving on your behalf because you're looking for something to be done, and as I've been saying in the last couple of weeks, a microwave type, looking for things to be done in a place of instant, you know, like instant coffee. But he's been teaching you how to humble yourself, how to find yourself in a place that if you find yourself saying and doing something, that you have to immediately get in place to say, God, I'm sorry. God, forgive me, because whatever you're doing at this season right now in my life, I don't want to miss it. I don't want to be put in a situation that I'm not where I should be because it is truly my season, my time, that you're doing what you're going to do concerning me. And I didn't hear all of what the man of God was saying, but because of the part I did hear, God was letting me know I got to stay focused. I got to stay humble. I got to stay in the place that he has called me to be. He had been dropping in my spirit that he has the king's heart in his hand. He had been dropping in my spirit, I will put you up before people when you don't even see yourself as great. God will put you in a place that people follow you people listen to you. So you have to watch what you say. You have to watch what you do, because people are looking at you, and they're not all of your race. People are looking at you and following you from other nationalities because they see the truth, they see the pure, and they see the honesty. And I thank God for what I heard on tonight, because it blessed me. 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 And I'm learning how not to be overwhelmed by small things that seems to be large. I'm learning not to jump up and make sure I have the last word. I'm learning not how to always allow people to push me into a place where I can step back and say, no, 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 no. I said all that to say, I thank God, because the man of God asked me to close our form, and I didn't know what to say or do, but I just wanted to share my testimony. Just has been, I've been tested for the last 15 days how to just let God be God in my life. So with that being said, I'm going to ask, do anybody else have something to say at this time concerning the word that the man of God brought forth on the night? Speak now, please.
Minister Sylvia, I just want to share a quick testimony with you. It's not mine. It's someone else's. But today I was at work, and we're talking about the time of God, and a pastor that works with me is retiring in December. And she said God told her to retire in January. But I didn't know this, so I told her, I said, oh, pastor, don't leave me, don't leave me, you know, because she's a great person to collaborate with and work with. And then she shared that with me, but she also said, I'm going through the things that I'm going through right now because I told God when I was going to do something, when he told me when to do it. She said, so now I'm suffering and I'm going through things because of the timing of God. I put him on my time. And it really blessed me. And I came back and I said to her, I said, I can't mess with that. I said, I'm going to pray for you. I'm going to keep praying for you and obey God. But it blessed me that even a pastor was transparent enough to say, I'm going through what I'm going through now because of the timing of God and me being distracted. And it just blessed me. So don't worry about what you're experiencing. Know that the timing of God is important, just like the prophet talked about, and our response to God is important. And when we work with things within God's timeline, it may seem like it's not happening when we want it to, but allow God to use this strike and everything that's going on to perfect you in the natural and the supernatural. And when he says move, and when he says do something, do it. Because like you said, he will elevate you and he will put you before men. He has the heart of the king in his hand. So allow him to do what he's doing. And like you said, you trust him. Keep trusting him. Keep obeying him. And expect the enemy to try to put hindrance and various things in your life to get you to be overwhelmed till you get to the point where, oh, she says she trusts God. She says she trusts God. Somebody's looking at you to say, do you really trust them? When the times get to the 15 days and the 12 days and the 16 days, are you still saying you trust God? Somebody's watching you. I was watching the pastor, and now she's leaving. And when I asked her not to leave, she quickly let me know, I got to obey God. So obey God.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you so much, Apostle. Thank you for those words. I really need it. I receive it. Is there anyone else who would like to speak on the word that the man of God has released tonight? Well, I thank God for what I heard. I thank God for this month of July. June ended with a power move with my job and my union calling out a strike. This month has, July has rolled in with a carryover from God saying, I'm in control. I'm causing these things to happen. And at the same time, I'm looking at, and I'm excited about something I haven't been excited about for a little while because of whatever reasons. I really don't know. I really can't even say why. But it's my family reunion that's 60 years in the making. This year will be our very first virtual family reunion. And I'm so excited about it being this Saturday, July the 10th. And I'm looking so forward to spending time with my family, even though we won't be doing it in the natural physical sense, but we will be doing it in a Zoom format. And I just thank God for being God and just letting us see that no matter what we think, God, we constantly talk about that ram in the bush. God always has a way out. He has a way for us to continue to carry on the legacy that has been passed down to us, that we're trying to have it to continually go on and pass it down. You know, it's just things have been happening so that it just seemed like we were about to not be able to do what we should do to keep the family going. But even with that, with our family reunion, we're going to trust God, because I can't remember if it was Margot or Tony that said we have done history because our family reunion is going on for 60 years. And I keep up with the family reunion. If anybody ever want to know how old I am, all they have to do is know what family reunion it is. It's the 60th family reunion that represents my age and the age that Apostle Elect is turning. I just thank God for being able to be a part of 60 years of a family that loved the Lord and coming together to show our love for God. And I just don't really know what else to say, because God, oh my God, God has showed himself so to me on these 15 days that he said, if I be for you, I'm more than the world against you. If I never truly believe that, I believe it now. God has shown me I do have his favor. I live with his favor. I walk by his favor, that his favor overtakes me. A lot of times when they say that God will open up a window and pour you out a blessing, we looking for it financially, but I have the blessing of favor, 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 favor. I have the blessing of favor over and in my life. I thank God for favor, because everybody don't have favor. I thank God for considering me as one of his special ones. I thank God. I trust him beyond myself. I trust him so. I thank God for the night service. If you all would love to hear more of Smile 3E, Iron Shop, and the Iron Ministries, please tune in on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, to hear our very own Apostle Elect Cecilia Minister Sheila Kaiser, Minister Brandy Kaiser, bring forth the word of God and bring forth the word with authority and let you hear the word which brings life. Come back on Monday nights at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear our very own speaker that will be speaking. This Monday will be Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. If you want to come back on Friday, next Friday, it will be my turn, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, to speak at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 10 p.m. I'm sorry, 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. I just want you all to know that God is real. If some of us or some of you all have not figured that out or you forgot, God is real. Even in this day and time, with everything that's going on, God is real. I thank God. I pray that everybody had ears to hear what the word of God was on tonight, what the word was saying to you. I hope and pray that you let that word minister to you, penetrate your heart. I pray that you allow this word to rock you to sleep tonight and give you rest. I pray that you love the Lord with all your heart. And if you don't, it's not too late to repent, to say, God, teach me how to love you even the more. I pray and ask God to cover every household, every listener, live or in the archive. I pray to God that you will allow God to move in his way, move in his timing, move in the spirit that only the Lord can move in his spirit. Allow God to do what he said he would do. Ask God to take you back to the time you first said to him, yes, Lord. I pray that you ask God to take you back to the first time that you say, yes, Lord, I'm going to trust you. Ask God to remind you of the time you said, I'm going to trust you. I pray that you fall back in love with Jesus with your whole heart. I pray that God cover your homes, your jobs, your children, your nieces, your nephews, your cousins, your friends, your spouse, your sisters, your brothers, your mothers, your fathers, your co-workers, your neighbors, your neighborhood. I pray that God touch everything that involves you. I pray that you do what God has told you concerning everything you prayed for and everybody you prayed for. God, we ask you that you bless our family reunion on tomorrow, that you put an excitement down inside each and every one of the family members to want, let them desire to want to be a part of it, even, God, if they're just coming in to see what's happening. God, we want something to be said and done on tomorrow that would cause somebody to be set free, delivered, saved and sanctified, to learn of their legacy, to learn where they come from, to learn about the royal priesthood they was born into. Oh, God, we just ask you these things, God. God, we trust that your will be done on tomorrow from the oldest to the youngest, God. God, we trust that you will bless, set free, delivered, break off. God, we just want your love to just and saturate our Zoom call, saturate each home, each vehicle, wherever they are, and they're listening and looking. God, we just ask you that you let their hearts open up, that you get all the glory, the honor, and the praise. Because, God, without you, we can't do anything. I heard the man of God say, we have not because we ask not. God, we ask you for your mercy, your grace, and your love. God, we ask you for that on tomorrow. We ask you that for through the night, God. Bring everyone in that needs to be there, and those that don't, bring them in. But before they leave the service, God, something wonderful is going to happen, because we know there's still a shift in the spirit as well in the natural. The atmosphere has been set. From the day when they called COVID, you shut it all down because, God, you have now released it. It's going to open back up to you, oh, Lord. Teach us how to get back on our face before you, oh, God. Me first, oh, Lord, me first. Teach us how to get back on our face and come to you with all of it, to lay it all on the line for you. In Jesus' name, I pray these things, and these things I pray in Jesus' name. Before I take it back, I'll add more to it. God, I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. I trust you. Even when it don't look like it, God, I'm going to keep saying I trust you. Because I don't know nothing else but to trust God with it all. God, I trust you. Amen. So I was going to say good night, everyone.
Amen. Good night. God bless.